Hello, and welcome to an episode of OK Karen.
OK Karen.
So tonight's episode is about Easter. Happy Easter, y'all.
Happy Easter.
Do we have some shout outs? Betsy, you have any shout outs to start us off with? Okay.
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's been a lot of new subscribers. But y'all, that's all Angela. She has been working it, getting people to subscribe.
If I haven't asked you to subscribe, like, personally, it's just because I haven't gotten there yet. I'm coming to see you.
It's
going to
happen.
I do need to shout out Leslie because she is also helping work, getting us, like, she just said we're 100% real content, which I really don't understand what that means. Ooh. But we're not scripted, so she was like, y'all are awesome, so thank you, Leslie.
I think you're really awesome too. Thank you, Leslie.
She's saying
we're genuine, so
okay,
you know, we do. Yeah. Well, one of us always wears makeup, one of us does not. You can't get more real than that.
Also, my cousin, who I call Sis, so shout out Sis. Sis was like, because she subscribed and Kim subscribed, but Sis said, how do y'all think of everything to talk about? And I was like, you know,
that it's difficult. Just kidding. It's not difficult. We talk a lot.
It's insane. Because we don't mean this to go long, y'all. We normally shoot for about 45 minutes.
Yes.
So when it goes an hour, we're like, eh. When it goes an hour and a half, I'm like, how do we talk for an hour and a half?
What was the soup one? It was like an hour and 10 minutes or something.
Yes.
Soup. All we did was talk about 10 different soups and give recipes.
Crazy. Need to thank y'all because we have actually hit 100 subscribers.
Yay.
We are super excited for our game night. We're going to do the crazy eyelashes. But y'all, we are like 100 subscribers. 1,000 views on one. It's amazing. Thank y'all so much. I love doing this. This is with my best friend. I talk to my best friend every day.
And we have so much fun, honestly. There's a few times where we're like, ooh, we're recording on Friday and we're putting it out on Sunday. But we just recorded one on Friday, which you guys have already heard because it aired before this one, our 5 favorite things. And we got on the video chat and we talked an hour before we hit record and started talking about our 5 favorite things. And we just saw each other the week before.
We did. And then, so now it's 2 days later.
But we just talked an hour. I'm like, Angela, we need to start the podcast because it's late.
Yeah, we've talked for I don't know how long. And I have to get up early tomorrow to go to work. And
I'm like, we got to start this. This is a work night.
If we could get paid for just talking, we would have it made.
What occupation gets paid?
Not what I do.
Not what I do. But so, I mean, there are some 900 numbers.
No.
There are some 900 numbers.
Yeah. I don't have the voice for that. You have the voice for that.
Mm-hmm. No. Didn't you just read that one of the most attractive accents is Mississippi?
It's the top 10. Texas is number 1 and Mississippi is like 6. But here's my question about that. And even my friend said, I sent it to a group chat. She said, what's the difference between Texas and Mississippi? And I was like, yeah, what's the difference between Mississippi and Alabama?
There's definitely none. Mississippi, Alabama. There's parts where you're like, oh, Mobile sounds a little different than like Northern Mississippi.
I don't know.
The coast of Mississippi and the coast of Alabama sound the exact same.
Sorry.
If we get raked over the coals for that, y'all just leave comments below if you disagree. That's okay. I think what it is there's a lot more people that other people know from Texas, like a lot more famous people with accents and things like that, because Texas has such a bigger population.
Matthew McConaughey.
The poll, people are going to be like, oh, Matthew McConaughey is from Texas. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I mean? Versus Mississippians, they're going to be like, who do I know from Mississippi? I do not have a Texas accent. I don't really have a Texas accent either. So, but
where would you put your accent?
I think Texas is more well known. I don't think I have an accent. Who said that before?
I do.
That is a quote from Angela from what, 10 years ago or more?
Yeah, because
she said, who are you talking to? Said, you told me you're like, yeah, somebody at work said something about my accent, or somebody said something about my accent. And I was like, and? And you were like, I don't have an accent. And I was like, I just started laughing. You're like, I don't. I told him I don't have an accent. I sound just like Betsy. And I was like, no, you don't.
Well, the pitch is different. No, I am a little more high pitched.
Yes, and I have a lower voice, but we're not talking about the pitch here. Like, your accent is so, I can't believe that you sound like me.
I just don't.
And I'm like, did you hear the word do? There was like four syllables. We do not have the same accent. So we joke about that ever since, about how Angela's like, I don't have an accent. I sound like Betsy. And I'm like, so yes, okay. I do think that Texas and Mississippi are very similar parts of Texas, but Texas is pretty diverse too. So you have, I mean, the different areas of Texas, some of them are way more country. What you would think of,
right,
like relatives in Mississippi are way more country versus city.
Right.
So there's some differences, but I think Texas is just one more known, more well-known. That's probably why they were number one.
But even with all that, bringing it back, I'm still not doing a 900.
That's number. What I was going to say. See, you could. People would pay for that accent, Angela.
How much?
I don't know. I've never looked into it, but now I'm curious.
Me too, actually.
Next podcast with our fake eyelashes. We'll get all dressed up. And we'll talk. I'll do some research about how much it pays to be on a 900. And I'll share with the world. I feel like most of our listeners probably don't know. Also, I feel like moms are listening right now. And
yeah, I was just about to say, we really should not be talking about 900 numbers this and then go right into Easter. Yes, yes. Happy Easter.
What does Leslie say? We are 100%
true content or authentic content.
Yeah.
So, not sorry.
There you go. This is why
there you go, talk people.
For an hour. Whichever cousin was asking you how you came up with it. It's just rambling with
it
each other.
It just really is.
All right, let's talk about Easter.
Okay, so Easter is, first I have to say, we're both Catholic. That's not a surprise. When we were young, my mom.
I have a statue behind me.
Bless a mother.
Yeah,
go ahead. When we were young, my mom used to go to the Easter Vigil Mass. And I remember like playing with the candles. If you're not Catholic, the Easter Vigil Mass is the longest Mass in the whole year.
It's the biggest celebration. Like it's supposed to be the biggest Mass, the biggest celebration for the whole year.
It is, they start off generally like dark and they read all these readings and they have candles and
it's all like darkened by candlelight.
And then people that are becoming Catholic, they get all of their sacraments. Mm-hmm. They bless the water for the year. They bless the oil. So it is a long Mass. And I wonder, why would she take kids to it? I mean, I know why they did it, because Easter morning we wake up and it was, candy and we just ate candy and then went to
egg hunts. And
yes.
Roses. Yeah.
But that's a lot to try to keep young kids and just like, oh, y'all have to be good. We had to be good for an hour. That can be tough, but we have to be good for 2 hours and it's in the dark and you gave me a candle to play with.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Now, I can tell you, my sister took her five kids to the midnight Mass this past Christmas.
The midnight. Now, I do love the Christmas midnight Mass.
Yes. But you would kind of ask yourself, because it is a longer Mass usually. I mean, it's going to be more like an hour and a half.
It's a lot of singing. Yeah. Yeah.
But she was kind of banking on the fact that the three youngest would fall asleep.
Did they?
And they did. Yeah. She was like, well, they took a nap during church. And then.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah. And it was more so the two older ones could experience it, you know, because they're 9 and 11.
Oh, yeah.
That's an age where they could like actually, like you said, remember the candles and the darkness and like the cool aspect of that being out in the middle of the night. But the Easter Vigil, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be taking my kids to the Easter Vigil.
Well, I'm not doing that this year. I'm going to So then as we've gotten older, we just go, or we actually go, like, it's the sunrise, which is so pretty because you're going into Mass kind of when the sun's coming up. But when you come out, you've had this big, great celebration with Alleluia and the white lilies. And then the sun's out generally the year before, though it was raining. So that was a little let down. But it's just beautiful. You know, it's a great way, I think, to start the day.
Yeah. Well, and I also feel like at this point, it kind of depends on your situation and if you have kids and how old they are.
Yeah, so I don't.
My kids aren't getting anything out of the vigil right now. Like, they're not even going to get to hold a candle. So
yeah, I hope not.
So I'm like, really, all they do is they are like, the bells. Oh, there's flowers. Cross. Like, we're just pointing out things to them the whole time, you know?
Right.
To walk up for a blessing at communion, which is the thrill of the Mass. So it's like, yeah, maybe we'll save that for when they can at least hold a candle, you know, and not burn their eyes off. So,
yeah.
So yeah, so you go to morning, you try and go to early morning.
I do. Now I do, you know, as an adult. Yeah. We go to early morning. So, and I like that. But also I think when we were younger, and I don't know about y'all, but we would get animals sometimes on Easter. Like, I remember several Easters when we were growing up, we had bunny rabbits, we had guinea pigs, we had chickens.
This is when you would get a new pet?
Yeah, it was an Easter. Like, I remember before we went into the kitchen to look at our Easter baskets, my brother and I would just stop and listen to see, because you could hear chickens, you know? And they're baby chickens.
What would you do with the chicks?
Well, we raised them. Now, we were in the city. Yes, but still.
Isn't this when you lived at, like, on Second Avenue?
Rich Avenue. But still, and the chickens were colored. Like, one was green and one was orange, you know, because they dyed them for Easter. Or one was purple. Yeah. And
what?
But then as they got bigger, the dye kind of came off. But yeah, we just had chickens in the yard.
Did they lay eggs later in their life?
No, the dog got rid of one.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And it was a little dachshund. You didn't know where they went.
No, our dachshund, which is a, you know, little dog, killed one chicken. And then I think we ended up giving the other chicken away. But yeah, we had, and then bunnies.
Like a hamster or a rabbit, I'm like, okay, well, those are pets. But the chicken.
Yeah,
like,
well, the chickens were our pets.
But for how long? For like a year.
Until that one died. I mean, it wasn't, I don't think we had it for a whole year.
Yeah.
But it was long enough that it grew up because they were little. And then yeah.
When they're so cute and you can hold them.
I know.
I mean, it is really cute for Easter. I would love
it
that.
It is.
When I was little, my parents were like, I'm sure my mom's listening to this. Like, yeah, there's no way we're giving you chicks.
So what about Claire and Michael? Are they going to get some bunny rabbits?
No.
Okay. No. Okay.
I am 30 weeks pregnant.
Listen, kids, I tried.
And one kid is potty training right now. And we have a dog. So if they want some chicks, they can.
That's not going to go over well.
No, our dog, those chicks wouldn't last a day. They'd be gone. No. And then the kids would be so upset that they were gone.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get them a little chick stuffed animal, though.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Stuffed animals, better. Yeah. No, they're just going to get. I try and do some stuff in their Easter basket, like, especially when they're little, they can't.
Besides candy.
How much candy can they have?
You know? Exactly.
Like, Michael weighs 20 pounds. He can't just eat candy all day. You know?
Well, actually, go ahead and give him some more candy.
He needs to fatten up.
Yeah.
But I mean, the portions for him are like, you know, a fifth or less of what they are for me, you know?
So right.
Like, he really doesn't need that much. He has like, you know, whatever. So I give him some candy and then I try and find some other things like sidewalk chalk or bubbles or things that are kind of like consumable, but are fun for them to get and are kind of springish, like, like one of those cheap, like dollar store kites. Claire would, you know, she has one kite so far and it has Elf on it and she loves it. So just kind of little things like that, that are, you know.
So while we're kind of talking about candy, is there, because, and I don't know in the country, because this is the only place I've lived, at Easter, there's certain candy that comes out just at Easter.
See, you mentioned this to me, and I don't
think
it's everywhere in Mississippi, because I don't, I wasn't young when I lived in Mississippi, but we didn't have anything specific that we got. It was kind of whatever. I mean, we always got some jelly beans and some chocolate or whatever, but there wasn't certain brands like you have that are like, this is what we have.
Yes. So, and this is just growing up. I'm just going to show y'all some.
Mm-hmm. Like, so this is must-haves for you and your family.
Well, like these aren't my favorite, but mom puts one in every basket. This is Heavenly Hash. It's Elmer. So it's like marshmallow.
I have never had that, nor have I ever seen it before in the store.
Really?
No.
This is, see, and it might, so it might just be like a down here thing. Have you ever seen this? Pecan eggs.
Yes, I have seen pecan eggs. Yeah.
Okay. Those are, what about this? These are all Elmer brands. Gold Brick. So this was my dad's favorite, and it's solid chocolate with like some almonds or something in it, like three almonds or some type of nut. That looks
slightly familiar, but I wouldn't really tell you what was in it. I don't think I've ever had one.
All right. Well, those are like...
Are these like it just like your Jitney Jungle or Winn-Dixie or wherever?
Okay, we don't have Jitney Jungles.
You don't have Jitney Jungle anymore?
Mm-mm. I don't know where. No, we have Walmart, and we have Winn-Dixie, and we have Rouse's. Have
Walmart, okay, Karen. Everywhere has Walmart. Thank you.
Well, stop with the Jitney Jungle.
We had Jitney Jungles in Mississippi.
We don't anymore.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, I grew up with a Jitney Jungle like a half a mile from my house when I lived in Jackson. So it's a very common in other places. I'm sorry, yeah. I didn't remember that. Apparently, you don't have them on the coast anymore, or never.
Yeah, this
one up on North 49 when I worked there was one by the Winn-Dixie. I knew it's not there anymore, but I'm just saying it's not that uncommon. Anyway, go ahead. So those were found.
But all this is everywhere. Yeah, you can find this anywhere. Yeah, but this is a must in our Easter basket.
I mean, yeah, we have those. I have those.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like
for everyone listening? That was a Reese's.
Oh yeah, the Reese's egg. Which that was the original, and then they've changed to like the Reese's Christmas tree and the Reese's pumpkin. Do you do Cadbury eggs?
I mean, I know what they are. They're not like you have to have them in our.
Yeah, I don't like Cadbury eggs.
I don't. There's some people that love them.
I know.
Give me Reese's and I'm good.
This is the type of Cadbury I like. This is the caramel egg. Mm. That's my favorite. Actually, I like the mini ones. But I just got this just to show y'all.
The first three you showed us were the ones that are like your family tradition. Like,
oh, you have to, like Uncle Bruh. I remember growing up, Uncle Bruh had a.
What's in that Heavenly Hash?
It's marshmallow surrounded by chocolate, and then it has almonds in it, like three almonds. Okay. But Aunt Linda made a basket with just a big bunny. And then I don't even know how many of these all around it. That's all that was in his basket. This is his favorite. Pecan eggs is my mom's favorite. She has to have them. Do you do these? Because these are only at Easter. Peeps.
I was about to ask you about the peeps.
Do you do them?
Yes, I like peeps.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I don't eat a lot of them. I mean, like I said, I'm not going to cry if I didn't get them at Easter. I don't think I bought any this year. Like Reese's, I'm like, there better be some Reese's in my, I better have some of those on Easter.
Yeah, that's the truth.
But the peeps, every once in a while, I'm just like, marshmallow. I like marshmallow a lot. We did not have them growing up because my mom hates marshmallow. Like, never made Rice Krispie treats. She just doesn't like marshmallow-filled chocolate. She doesn't like marshmallow stuff.
That's a shame. So she deprived y'all because of her.
I know.
That's really not right, Ms. Hess.
I'm surprised I wasn't taken away by CPS, honestly.
I'm surprised you turned out this well.
You could say that if you want.
I like marshmallow, but I think I don't like peeps. I think it's that sugar on the outside that I don't like, you know? But you know, peeps now, they have so many flavors. Like I went the other day and it's like, birthday cake and cookies and cream. Yeah, it's insane, the flavors.
Okay.
Blue raspberry. It's not just a normal peep, you know?
Huh.
This is also kind of a must. The robin eggs?
The robin eggs, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't like robin eggs that much, but I feel like we always have them.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like them? I like the mini ones better than the big ones.
But what kind of jelly beans do you like?
Funny that you mentioned
that. Like, they have gotten so much better in our lifetime.
Yes. These are my absolute favorite jelly beans. It's the Sweetheart.
Sweethearts. I would like to say thank you to whoever decided that we don't have to have nasty, I was going to say nasty ass. It's the Easter edition. Nasty jelly beans anymore that are like artificial, gross, generic. Now we have Sweethearts. We have Starburst. Starburst are really good as well. The Starburst.
Which one do you like better, Sweetheart or Starburst? Because I
get a bag of both because I eat both. I like both.
Really? I've never tried the Starburst. I just love the Sweetheart one.
They're just like they're so good, Angela. And they sell Starburst original jelly beans and Starburst tropical jelly beans and Starburst just the pink and reds. A bag of pink and red.
No.
Jelly beans.
Because I was just about to say, I don't like yellow and orange Starburst.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
You can get a bag of just pink. I think it's just pink and red jelly beans that are
Starburst. That's amazing.
Do you like the Jelly Belly? Like the Jelly Belly ones that have like 50 different flavors. You know what
But here's the thing about those. I'm like, what is this flavor?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to read the whole bag.
It's a lot. I'll be honest.
I just like grab
it. And then you can't,
snacking a few at a time.
But you can't grab a handful and put like two or three in there because you're like lime and chocolate pudding and butter pecan or butter popcorn.
I agree 100% with that because I'm like, ooh, juicy pear. And then the next one, I'm like butter popcorn. And then I'm like coffee. Like you're just like cotton candy. I just take cotton candy with the butter. And it's just.
Yes. Yeah,
those I definitely think I don't eat them in the same way. But if I'm at a shop where you can like get. Only
just that flavor.
Flavors. Like I could put all the sweet flavors in a bag or like three or four different flavors and that's it from Jelly Belly. Great. But when it's a mixed bag, it is like you're picking and like seeing like, I thought it was butter pecan, but it was actually, you know, whatever else. And you're like, nah, that's not what I thought it was.
Or what's your favorite out of those?
I tend to like the sweet ones better. I think that
really that's kind of surprising because you're a more salty person.
Yeah, but
I mean, like your flavor is more salty.
Salty. I am a little salty. We'll see what they pay for the 900 number. I think what it is that I feel like I'm so mentally jelly beans are supposed to be sweet. And so I think that's part of it because I'm like, I'll just make myself some like microwave popcorn if I want something salty. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then the other thing is I feel like their flavors taste more like what they're labeled as for the sweet versions.
Less artificial tasting.
Yeah. And I'm sure.
Yeah.
But in my mind.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Better. So when I have something that's like, you know, chicken pot pie, not that they have that as a flavor, but you know what I mean? When you have something random like that, I'm like, it's hard to get mentally past the fact that I'm eating a jelly bean that tastes like popcorn.
Yeah, right. Right.
I'm like, I'm just going to go eat popcorn. Like, I don't need a jelly bean that tastes like nachos. I'm just going to go eat nachos.
Have you played that game, Bamboozled with the jelly beans? And it's like the green, it's either lime or it's grass.
I have only heard of this game. You've played it?
Yes, it is. And when I kid you not, the bad ones are bad. They are, it's like barf is one. Dog food is another. Skunk, and the skunk is black. So the good one of skunk is licorice and the bad one is skunk. And I'm like, I don't like either of those. I don't like licorice. I don't like skunk.
There's some good ones.
Yeah, that's a lose-lose situation for me. But I played it down at Nanny's. It is so disgusting. It is, I can't even tell y'all how gross it is. And now they've like come out with different like edition 2 or 3. It's so bad. Don't play it.
I'm not going to play it, but I could tell from the beginning that you would not like this because if anyone listening has never had the opportunity to play Kittens with Angela, it is an experience of a lifetime.
It's so anxiety filling for me.
We played one game, and the last time we played, and Angela's like, I'm out. I can't do it again. And she's drinking her wine, and she's like, my heart is beating, and I just can't play this. I get so anxious. And I'm like, what's going to happen? She's like, I'm going to get one of those damn kittens. And I'm like, but it's just a game. So then you're just out of the game. And she's like, oh.
But I won that game. But I was still like, I'm not playing again. I can't do it again. It's so, you don't know what you're going to draw. It's just anxiety ridden for me. And I just can't do it.
Have you played any of the games that are like, you know, where you like hot potato, but basically like, so like the one with the pie that like flies in your face or something, like,
yes, yes. No. And I think those are fun.
And that doesn't bother you that at any second you could get like something, you know, thrown at you, or,
I kind of like the buzzer's that concept. Gonna go off. Yeah, no, that doesn't, I don't know why exploding kittens gets me every time. It just is something, maybe because I also, cats are not my favorite. I don't know.
If you don't know this game, there are no actual kittens in the game. It's just a card that says.
It is a card, yeah.
Basically, you lose because you drew the card that says exploding.
Yeah, that's they kill you. Yeah. So that's, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so back to the jelly beans. Yes, I'm going to have to try the Starburst.
For sure.
Because yes, the sweet tarts are my favorite.
A bag of sweet tarts and a bag of Starburst. I think a second bag of Starburst because we opened the other one early.
I was just about to say, I got two bags of sweet tarts because I'm pretty sure my mom doesn't buy me those, and I keep
you need
a
some
bag
to share when company's over, and you need some for yourself later.
Right. Yep. So I keep my little candy dish full, and you know, they're my favorite jelly bean. They are, which is crazy to say jelly bean, but yeah, I love them.
I like sweet tart jelly beans better than sweet tarts.
I think I do too.
Because they're chewy.
Yes. 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 I was just about to say, your teeth with sweet tarts are kind of like, you know, whereas the jelly bean, you're just like,
and they're smaller. So they're just enough of the bite versus like the sweet tarts are a lot, the bigger ones. And
even the yellow of the sweet tarts, I'm okay with those, mm-hmm. you know?
So that's our candy selection. So comment.
There you go.
Live I in know area or your family has a certain thing that you have to have every year for Easter, especially if it's something like Angela showed that you may have never even heard of them. I would love to hear,
because I think Elmer is like
from other regions of the U.S. or other countries. I don't know if we have listeners that are in other countries, but let us know if you've seen or heard of or had tasted these things that Angela mentioned, because I would bet most people that are not in South Mississippi do not. Heavenly Hash or a pecan egg.
The Elmer brand, I think, is a Louisiana brand. So, and you know, a lot of Louisiana stuff bleeds into Mississippi, at least the coast stuff. So,
but
I think
we have Elmer brand, I think, because it's got the little bunny, right?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But y'all don't have those things? Because those are Elmer, Heavenly Hash, pecan egg, and gold brick.
I need to look more. I'll tell you what, next time I go to the store, I will look, because
you can't miss the Heavenly Hash. I mean, it's bright blue. The gold brick is bright gold.
See, pecan egg goes. The last couple of times, the grocery store, and I've just seen like the Snickers and Reese's and, you know, Kisses and all Cadbury.
M&M's.
But I just like the regular candy, but Easter versions. So the same as what you'd see. And then of course the chocolate bunnies.
Yeah.
You know.
Now I will say my mom, she loves Almond Joy. That's her favorite. And they've started making Almond Joy eggs.
Oh.
So I get her a pack of those. And she's just like, yay. So yes, I make my mama an Easter basket. I make my mama and mama an Easter basket. So
when did that change? From your mom making you a basket to you making her one. So I take it does she make you a basket?
Where do you think I get my candy? Yes, she makes me a basket. I, though, have made
I'm
my
sorry.
Mom.
Okay. Don't feel, I would need to say something to my mom right now because she's listening. Do not feel bad that you don't make me a basket, mom. It's okay.
But you have a husband. He can make your basket.
He doesn't. Do you know my husband?
He doesn't make an Easter basket.
Easter basket?
Does he give you Christmas like stocking stuffers?
Okay. He'll be mad if I tell the story. So last Christmas, but
oh, you did tell this.
He doesn't listen to the podcast. So,
but you put you put the things in the basket. What are those things called?
I don't know what you're talking about. What if you're not watching? Angela is moving her mouth like her hand like a puppet right now.
What are those things called that you get out of the oven? Hot mittens oven mitt. Or yes,
didn't I
you
put get that those? In his stocking?
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
okay. So I do this stuff for the kids' stockings. I mean, sorry. Santa brings stuff for the kids' stockings.
Of course.
And I told my husband last Christmas, I don't want to do my own stocking. So I want you to get something for my stocking. This is going to be your job. I don't care if you just get me candy. I don't care what you put in my stocking. But there should be something in my stocking Christmas morning. If you forget and you get one of the presents that were under the tree and you put it in my stocking, that's fine. I don't care. But, you know, this I don't want to do my own.
Right, right.
Okay. Well, about 5 days before Christmas, I had a box that was hidden away in a closet that was all the stuff for the stockings because it's his stuff and the kid's stuff and the dog got some bones. And so I said something. No, it was 3 days before because he worked up until Christmas Eve and was working like, you know, 7 days straight. And then he had off Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And I said, look, you probably don't remember, but last year I told you that you're in charge of my stocking every year. And he just looked at me and he went,
oh, like no. His
face just dropped. And I said, I have some stuff I can put in my stocking. And he's like, well, why are you bringing this up? I said, because I'd rather tell you now that you're not trying to go out Christmas Eve at 4 p.m. and find stuff for my stocking.
Right.
Freaking madhouse out there. So I know what you would do. You'd go out then, or Christmas morning, the kids would come out to see their stockings and mine would be empty and you would feel really, really bad. And he yes. said, I would feel so bad. I said, so I have some stuff. You don't have to go out and go shopping. Next year, I'm going to remind you like December 10th, December 15th. And he goes, okay, thank you.
So I'll remind him too.
Yeah. So I was like, next year I'll give you a little more advance. I understand this is like the 23rd that I'm bringing this up to you or 22nd. He was working, you know? So he goes, okay, that's good. Cause I was like, you're going to get off Christmas Eve. I want you to be home with the kids and me. I don't want you
right.
to go out to get candy for wife's stocking, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the story with the stocking. No, he does not make it. I don't really give him an Easter basket either. I mean, we have candy that we eat.
You'll just set it out.
We just have candy and it's like, it's out in a bowl. The kids will get something.
Well, it's not like an Easter, like, well, maybe it is, but what? I have made my mom an Easter basket, like mom and dad, since I was in high school.
Like you I've. Your parents then?
Wow. Mm-hmm. I always.
See, we did stockings, but we didn't.
I've always made. And then mama lives with mom. I make her a basket too. So
I'm going to be honest. I don't know that we always had a basket growing up.
What did you have?
Don't get mad. Don't get mad at Miss Sue. I feel like sometimes we just had like a card and like, you know, a couple candy bars. It wasn't like a big, huge production. We did egg hunts with like the relatives.
Okay. That's good. Okay.
So we would collect eggs and we got a lot of money that way, but it wasn't like now I feel like kids are getting like huge presents. That's the other thing. Like, if I get my kids an Easter basket, I mean, they have like bubbles and a pack of stickers and a little bit of candy, but we don't spend like $50 or $80 on an Easter basket for the kids.
Well, I knew.
And they don't have some names embroidered on them either. Cause I'm just,
well, I don't know what's wrong with that, but
there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just not that Southern. I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of embroidered stuff for my children.
Okay. Elaine, we're going to need to fix that. Elaine.
And Angela is going to provide the embroidered.
All
right, go ahead.
But yeah, it was, I don't know.
But that's nice. I like that you
do
that for your mom and your grandma.
And my mom is very, she can set things up. I remember just the way she sets up. So as I've gotten older, I try to set up, you know, that it's not just like thrown in the basket, you know, yeah, it like it's looks really nice.
Pretty to look at.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, right. Nice.
That's good.
So, yeah, I've done that for, yeah, like I said, for years, but so you mentioned,
who makes your niece's basket?
You know, I'll be honest.
Or your brother.
I don't know, because last Easter was COVID, if you remember. And I hate to even say that word, but I did not spend Easter with them. With
the family, yeah.
I couldn't. So I don't know who did her basket. I just know that they took a lot of pictures and sent me, but you know, I kind of missed that. Mm-hmm. You mentioned egg hunts.
Yeah.
So that was growing up a huge thing. Now, we didn't have candy though in our eggs. Y'all had candy in your eggs?
We had a variety. So my grandmother, my dad's mom would do big egg hunts at her house. And we had like 20 cousins on that side or 15. So it was like a little bit more manageable than my mom's side. But I remember that she had one big egg that she would hide, like make it difficult. And it had like a $5 bill in it or a $10 bill in it, which for us was like huge.
Oh, that's a lot. Yes.
And I remember that it was so unfair because the older cousins always got it. Like one time it was up really high in a tree and I'm like, I saw it, but I couldn't get it before someone else, you know? So I just remember being like, what a ripoff. I'm just going to get this. So they did, and it was a mix. We used to do boiled eggs that were dyed.
Yeah, we used to do them too.
With also plastic with candy, which of course we're like, I mean, we ate the boiled eggs, but
we didn't. I remember we would like throw the boiled eggs in the street, like see how far we can throw them. And thinking back,
I'm like, throwing them at people or cars. And I'm like, this is a strange Easter
tradition. No, but still
we were like, get rid of these.
I'm sure the adults had no clue we were throwing the eggs in the street, you know?
Stop wasting the eggs.
Yes, because now looking back, I'm like, we could have done something with those eggs
besides
throwing them in the road.
Yeah.
But we did the same thing with a big egg. Actually, my Aunt Alice had geese. So Mama got one of the eggs, which are big. And it was, she dyed it yellow. It was a golden egg. And it was worth like $1 or $5. Mm-hmm. Now Mama has a glass egg, like a ceramic, we put $20 in it. And really Uncle can. Mike, yes. And Uncle Mike, he hides that and he does a great job every year. And listen, the older kids they're older, they're teenagers, they're in college. They will just go look for that egg. They don't look for any other eggs. They just go look for that egg
later.
$20. But when we were growing up, my aunt Linda would always like get the egg hunt together. Mm-hmm. And this is how she would give the rules. She'd be like, okay, no clotheslining people. If someone is if someone is in a tree, you cannot pull them down from the tree. Cause this has all happened. You cannot run and knock someone's basket and take all their eggs.
Oh my gosh.
It was vicious growing up, you know, vicious. So, sometimes I'd be like, oh, there's an egg. And then one of the boys would be coming. I'd be like, never mind. You can have it. I don't really.
I'll find another one. It's hard to say. So we just now with my kids and my nieces and nephews, you know, the oldest is like 11 and the youngest is not even 2 yet.
Right.
So really what we start with is they let like the 3-year-old and younger go. And the older kids stand there and watch and are like, you know, but then they go and they get the ones that are very obvious, just laying in the grass.
Right.
They pick up about 5. And then we say, okay, everybody else can go, you know, because also sometimes with the little ones, they don't really know what's going on. So they're like, They pick up one and they open it and they sit there and start eating jelly beans. Go get the other.
Now, and see, ours are not, we don't put any, generally we don't put anything in the eggs, but it's just get as many as you can. And then we count. Everyone gets a prize. You know, we're the participation trophy. Yeah. So we can't be having kids.
So crying. Let's say I get 8 eggs and you get 15. Mm-hmm. Is there like a candy equivalent or prizes or what? How does that work?
Regina, thank goodness she picks out all the prizes for the kids now. It's funny, so because it's
not candy at all.
No.
Or it could be like a chocolate bunny, like a big candy.
Well, normally it's a prize, but the aunts used to do it, Aunt Linda, and now she's kind of passed that to Regina and I, that we do the eggs. And it's so funny. Every year it happens when we all hide the eggs, and I'm like, count how many eggs you're hiding, you know, so we can try to collect them all. But come July, you'll be mowing and you're like, there's an egg. How did we miss that egg? You know, there's always one egg that we miss.
Yeah.
So, but it's so fun.
What kind of things do you get? Do you do, because you have such a wide age variety.
She kind of keeps that in her mind. She, like, for the younger girls, one year they all had bubbles, some type of bubble, like a thing that you spun and all different bubbles came out. She's had these things that you put on your ankles and you like go around and you jump over the ball. Thing, yeah. She's a bat or like a, you know, a summer bat and ball thing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So she does that, which is so nice that Regina takes care of the toys.
That's really interesting. And, I have never heard of this at all. Besides, I mean, like one big prize, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we also do, now everyone gets a prize, but we generally do at least 2 hunts because everyone loves it. You know, the kids are like,
oh, so you just go rehide it. Yeah. And they go,
yeah, you know, we'll put the kids in the, normally they go in like my, because we do Easter at my grandma's house. So they go in the front living room and then we hide all through the back. And we say from this area to this area, there's just eggs everywhere. So y'all just, and like you said, we put some just out in the grass for the younger kids, and we tell them, don't pick those eggs up. Those are for the little ones.
Yeah. That's so interesting. Well, this is all very interesting ideas I have not heard of that is your family tradition.
Yeah. Cause they get candy from, you know, well, they already have enough candy.
And this is the difference maybe is like, if you're getting a basket of candy,
right,
egg hunt is like, it's fun to find the eggs, but like, you're just adding candy to what you've already got, you know,
maybe they're,
Whereas, like I said, we didn't really do a big Easter. We didn't get a ton of candy in our Easter baskets, but we went out and got the eggs, and that's where we got candy. So
yeah, there's
a difference there.
I think that is a huge difference.
We also did nickels. We get an egg sometimes that would have like some nickels in it. A couple jelly beans or something, but that was always fun too.
You put the nickel in with the jelly beans?
Yeah, or just one that had like,
because you know, money is so germs. Money has so much germs.
Okay. Oh, so not with the, okay, with wrapped candy then, or with no candy.
Okay. Okay.
But
okay.
For kids, better. I mean, up to pretty old, they're excited to get coins, you know.
Really?
Well, yeah, Claire. Five, six, seven. They're like,
yeah, that's true.
Look at all my coins. Right. You know, even though you're like, wow, you made 70 cents. Like, but for them, it's really exciting that they got money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you heard my daughter. She said she needs to get some pennies for her piggy bank.
For her piggy bank.
Coins for her piggy bank. That's what she wants to ask for her birthday. And I'm like, done. That was easy.
Nice.
So I'm like, let's just get her a, we'll just get a roll of pennies. 50 pennies are going in the eggs this year. So the older kids are probably going to be like, there were 6 pennies in this egg. Like, why is there no
pennies? Y'all, now that you have older kids, Jenny's older kids, do y'all put like money, like $5 or something like that?
You know, so last year we didn't do it because again,
together.
The year before that we did a big one and we didn't have a big prize. I think it'd be fun to do it now that they are older, to do like one special egg, even if it just has something marked on it, but it looks like the other one. So you don't know until the end and you go through. because I think that would make it even trickier for the bigger kids. Because, you know, if it's a big one or it's a gold one or there's something distinguishing, they're just going to go for it. But if it's just like a plastic pink one, like all the other plastic ones, but inside it has like a star in it or something.
Oh, yeah.
Counting, it will be like, you know, so I was, as you were talking, I was like, that would be kind of a surprise because
that's a good idea.
You're going to get it, or if your 3-year-old little sibling's going to get it, you know?
Right.
And do.
And then it makes you go after the eggs. Cause like I said, the kids, the older kids, the teenagers, they're just, they're looking for that one ceramic egg.
Yeah.
And, but I'm going to tell you, my uncle hides it so well that
they're out there a long time looking for it.
It's always the last egg, and they'll come up to me and they're like, hey, Angela, where is it? Can you at least tell me where it is or what side? And I'll tell him, I have no idea. Cause I go give it to him and I'm like, Uncle Mike, can you just have this in a good place? And he does it. He's done it for years and he does it. He did it when we were young. He hid the gold egg, but, it's always the last egg, and he'll give a clue and he might give two clues. And then he's like, that's it. And one year he was like, okay, if y'all don't find this egg in 5 minutes, I'm getting the money. So yeah, they ended up finding it.
But I'm sure they were all like,
oh, they're all over the place. You know,
that makes it more fun that it's like, oh, they're out there 15-20 minutes looking for this egg.
And I'm like, at that point, I'm like, I'm going to look for this egg, you know, cause I have no idea where it is either. So my aunts one year, we put $25 in the egg, and my aunts were like, that's a tank of gas. We're going out there and look for it.
Awesome. We probably wouldn't have that much. I mean, the kids are pretty young in my family.
They are. That would be a lot.
But they would be very happy with $5, I'm sure. Well, and if one of my kids got it, they wouldn't even know what
it would be means. Like a dollar to them.
Yeah,
exactly.
Claire would be happier with a quarter to put in a piggy bank than $5.
Right.
So I think I'll do it. We have a bigger yard that's good for the year before. And I just remember that, like, you know, there were several little ones that it was like an adult was like walking with them being like, go get another one. Do you see another one? Like helping them.
And right.
Kids. But like I said, it's candy. I don't think my siblings do a lot of candy in a basket either. So this is like when the kids get their candy.
When they get theirs.
From the egg hunt. But yeah, so that's a big, I love doing, I enjoy doing that for the kids. It's fun.
Me too. Yeah, I do too.
And like you said, they could do it over and over again. My daughter last year was like, we're going to hide the eggs again today. I'm like, it's May. So
it's May.
They're just empty at this point, but she's right. Coming around in her basket, you know? Like,
so, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. We don't, and she's like, but mom, how about you hide them and I'll go find them. I'm like, okay, let's do it. Even though they're empty.
Right. Right.
So that's really fun. Now, do you have, so here we have confetti eggs is a huge tradition for Easter. And I never heard about it until I moved here.
What are they called?
They're called cascarones in Spanish.
Okay. Because I was down with you one time and bought a dozen and brought them back. Mm-hmm. And I remember taking the egg and going like on top of someone's head and they were shocked. And then when it was confetti, everyone was like, because no, we had never seen it, you know? And then of course there's confetti all in the yard. And I thought, oh, I didn't think that went through, you know?
Yes. Well, we didn't realize. So we didn't think about it because we have like the brick pavers back here. And there was so much bird poop, like a month after Easter. I'm like, what the heck? There's bird poop everywhere out here. Well, all the little pieces we swept up, but there were still little pieces there, and the birds were coming down because they thought it was food and were trying to eat it. So we pressure washed, tried to get all of it off because the birds, I'm like, they're gonna keep doing this.
Stupid. Oh my gosh.
So we didn't think about it. So my in-laws, shout out Mike and Elaine.
Hey Mike and Elaine.
All out. I remember the first Easter with their family, with their extended family. They had like at least a dozen confetti eggs per person that was at the gathering. Like and they're like, everybody go outside. And this is all adults. There are no children in this mix at the time. I mean, Claire was like, you know, 12 months old or something.
And what do they do?
They just attack each other. like
throw
people up? Our age, the parents, everybody is like full of confetti, like in your hair, down your shirt. I like go to the bathroom and I'm like, there's confetti in my underwear. Like,
wait, they just throw them or they knock them on your head or what?
They do both. So if you're going to hit someone in the head though, they kind of like, you kind of crush it with your fingers first because they're kind of hard.
Yeah,
so
they anyone who doesn't are. Know,
they use real eggs that have like the top poked off of them. If they're, you know, in a machine, I'm assuming, but to use the inside of the egg. And then they fill them with confetti when they're dry and they put a little piece of tissue paper glued on the opening. So they can be kind of hard if you just smash it on someone's head. So you usually trying to like crack it a little bit with your hand and then put it, but it's all in their hair, or do that and then throw it at them. I mean, they're just, so there's like 30 adults running around in the front yard, just screaming. And it's
love it.
Yeah.
I would love to see a picture, Mike and Elaine, if y'all have a picture. Yes. And I mean like PICTURE. If y'all have that, I would love to see it.
Yeah. I'll try and add one in here. But so last, okay, not this, but not 2020 Easter, 2019 Easter, my son was baptized on Easter because he was born like during Lent.
March? The first week. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I knew when, but I was trying to say according to like Lent, it was like, born like the day before Ash Wednesday or something. And then they don't do baptisms during Lent. So he was baptized on Easter, so it says baptismal day, and it was Easter. So after church, and he was baptized, we all came here. And I mean, the kids, Mike and Elaine, brought a ton of confetti eggs. And
now, say the name again.
Well, you can say confetti egg, but they're called cascarones.
Okay.
You don't have to remember that, though. But
well, I just like saying it. Cascarones. Yes. Oh,
there you go. Listen to that. I don't have an accent. So we were out there probably 30 minutes just going crazy. And the kids,
really,
the little kids, you know, they're a lot slower with it, but they'd like try and
sneak were they up in to shock? Grandma
or grandpa and like try and get grandpa, you know, and he'd let him get close and then be like, ah, you know, and then so they'd run around. And so it took longer because they're small, you know. I mean, adults are like, boom, I'm done with my dozen, like, let's go, you know. And stealing, like, I just run up to somebody, you can just grab their box of eggs and run off, you know, because there's no rules with adults. Like, you don't have to.
Yeah, I see that like being, in our family. I don't know how well that would go over.
Well, probably no one would do it to certain people that they know. Mm-mm. You just don't do that to. Like, no one was going to, you know, your mama was just going to sit there and laugh and just enjoy watching everybody be crazy. Yeah. No one's going to go up and smash it on her head. Right. But you'd be surprised because, you know,
you'd be surprised.
Your mom and her sister, I know, would probably be like, they would get each, you know, you do it to each other because it's funny. You don't grow up.
Yeah. Cause I did one of my aunts and she was like, now look at my hair, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing here is it's a given. Like, you're going to go home with confetti everywhere and everybody knows that. So that's a little different than the shock value of what you did, whereas everybody's like, what is happening?
No, it was kind of funny because all the kids, I think I got Brandy or Kim, one of those. And everyone was just like, oh, cause it, you know, like Betsy said, it looks like a real egg. And I just went, and just confetti went.
Yeah. They're dyed. Everywhere. They look like dyed.
Yes.
Egg. Yeah.
So that's anyway, fun.
So that's a huge tradition here. And probably in a lot of Hispanic areas, like, I think that's where it originally comes from. It may just be
Texas. Well, the name sounds it. Yeah.
It does. Yeah. So
kind of gives it away.
Yeah. If you ever see those in the store, if you're from somewhere else and you're wondering, like, why are they selling like empty eggs? Because they have them in cartons like eggs that you would buy. But then if you look inside, they're like, you'd probably be like, what is this? They're super light. I don't understand. They are to smash. And I mean, we did it when I taught elementary school. The kids would bring them in for our Easter party. And I'm like, okay,
really?
This because we have like two dozen or like, you know.
And I bet the janitor like hated y'all.
We went out in like the yard. We went out in the in the field.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, we didn't do that inside. No. And then we played Duck Duck Goose with them for a while because I was like, they're going to be gone. I mean, we have 20 kids and we have like, everybody gets one egg. Like that's
right.
You know? So we would have whoever was it would be like duck, duck with the egg and then smash the egg and then they
oh, move. So I kind of
tried to make it, you know, last a little longer than just
right.
Everybody gets one egg. So yeah, it's a really fun tradition. I need to buy some because I haven't bought any yet this year.
Oh yeah. That does sound nice. So part of our tradition, the hunt, we do crawfish boil at Easter.
Oh really? Okay.
Yes.
Because we don't have a specific food. I mean, sometimes we do ham or whatever. There's not like a set menu.
Well, we've done the crawfish for years. And if you're not familiar,
season, so
yes, if you're not familiar with crawfish boil, you do crawfish, but then you also add like potatoes and mushrooms and onions and garlic and sausage. You add a ton. Then we also do, because there's some people that don't like crawfish, and crawfish, you know, you stand and pick, and it is a lot of work.
That's why I don't like crawfish. That's why I'm like, I'll have shrimp instead. Cause it's much work.
Well, it's a lot of work to start. Even to start, like you gotta, you know, I don't know what they do with put salt on the crawfish or whatever. And then they drop them in, and my uncle's like, okay, timer, give me 13 minutes. And, so it's just a lot of work, but we also do inside food like ham and, you know, all the sides that go with that. But the crawfish is a huge thing for us. We all just thoroughly enjoy it. Everyone just, you know, the kids are now getting older, so they even love doing it. But it's a tradition we've had now for years. So we just keep that going. And
if you aren't from the South, crawfish boils are a big thing.
Oh yeah, they're huge, and it is like Betsy said. It is now getting into season. On the
table with newspaper, just eat up.
Yeah, it's so you. We don't put it on newspaper, but we have a table. You just put it across the table. You get some paper towels, a couple rolls of paper towels, and you just have a. It's just fun. It's so much fun. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's something you do.
Hold on. I can't hear what you're saying. Are you better?
Boils are another, like basically like a big barbecue. Like everybody gets together outside and eats crawfish. And like Angela said, that they throw a bunch of the other stuff in with them and it's just seasoned really well. And everybody gets together.
So good. Generally the first batch is, like less spicy, and as the batches go on it becomes spicier. So the first batch we're like, okay, these are good, let's let the kids eat them, we'll set some aside for mama, because they're just not as spicy, but love crawfish, love it.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, so we have crawfish. And there is a dessert my mama makes. She only makes it at Easter. So last year we didn't have Easter, so no one had it. And no one else makes it. Mama's the only one that makes it. We call it Texas Delight. I don't know where we got that name. Because other people, when I've described it to them, they're like, oh yeah, we call it Mississippi Delight. Or, oh, we call it this. So I don't know what the name really is.
Yeah.
It's four layers. The bottom layer is like pecans kind of crushed with butter and flour, and you bake it. And then the next layer is Cool Whip mixed with cream cheese and like powdered sugar layer. I don't know what's in that layer. I mean, I've never made it. Then the next layer is, and then that goes in the refrigerator. And then the next layer is instant chocolate pudding. And I don't know if you mix that with anything else. And then the last layer is just Cool Whip. And
interesting.
We fight over this. Like, I don't know if Dana has ever had it, and she's almost 20 years old, because we're like, oh, you're a kid. We only have one pan, so you don't get any.
This does not sound like you. I feel like you'd be like, we need to make two pans of this.
Well, this year, Mama, we were talking and we've already decided we're making two pans of this year.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get it last year. So people are going to just be like, oh, the Texas Delight, you know.
It's interesting too, because I'm wondering, like, if you said, like, for your birthday, if you're like, Mama, I want you to make Texas Delight for my birthday, would she do it?
I mean, she might, but I've never done that.
No one has.
Yeah, but
I'm going to look up the recipe and I'm going to make it.
Okay. So I took a picture of the recipe because I found it, and they call it a four-layer pie or four-layer dessert or something.
Okay.
So we'll link it here. But she makes
a picture of it. So we have to find a link where this exists on the internet.
Wait, what?
You can't just throw a picture into the description of this.
No, I have the recipe.
You have a picture of the recipe, or you have a link to the website where it's found?
No, I took a picture of the recipe.
Yes, there's no way to show a picture in the description of this.
Okay, I don't know how to do all that technology stuff. You know that.
So what you're telling me is you have a handwritten recipe that you took.
It's tight.
It's tight. Okay, Karen. The point is to link something in the description, it has to exist on the internet somewhere. You have to know where it is, and then you copy that address and you give it to our followers here. So if you have a picture, what I've done in the past when you've sent
you
me-
You want me to give it to you or not?
Listen to what I've done in the past. I have gone onto all recipes and I have typed in the recipe and created a recipe. Look on allrecipes.com and you will see Angela's Taco Soup. That's your recipe.
Really?
Yes. Huh, I don't know what reviews it has yet. You'll have to look it up. But I typed it in and created it, so it had a link, and then I put the link down below. So if you're on all recipes, everybody, look up Angela's Taco Soup. It is the only recipe I've ever contributed to all recipes. And it's not even mine. It's Angela's.
It's so actually, like, not even mine. I don't have a
way to show our followers a picture.
Yeah. So it came out of Bell's Best. It's a recipe book. So that might help you.
I've never heard of Bell's Best.
It's an old Southern recipe book. It sounds like it. It has some, I was going through it because we were looking.
I love it that you tell me it's from a really old Southern recipe book. Again, not on the internet. Maybe someone has created a website for Bell's Best. Do you think it's on the internet somewhere?
I mean, I don't know. Julia Childs is, and she's not even alive. So it could be.
All right, I'll look up Bell's Best after.
Okay.
That, and we'll have a link for you either way. It might be created in all recipes, and it'll say Mama's four-layer cake is what it'll say.
Texas Delight is what we call it. But here's the deal.
Mama's Texas Delight, though.
There you go.
Credit where credit is due.
She'll love it. Okay. If you don't like it, don't say anything. I don't want to know. If you don't like it.
You can say something to me. I have no family connection to this. We just won't tell Mama.
I will be like, I don't even know if we can be friends. I can tell you
right now that my mom is probably listening and she's like, chocolate pudding.
I know. But okay. And also because Easter is so hot and it's a cold dessert.
Yes.
It stays in the refrigerator. Yeah. So yeah, that's another thing. Like I do make a cake for Easter generally, like, or make cupcakes, but it's hot. So we think of like cool, desserts,
you're
not
a pie, like pumpkin pie and things.
No. Yeah.
And also for those of you where you don't think of Easter as a very hot holiday.
Oh,
because in some places Easter is cold.
Really? I hate it. Well, yeah. Cause we're all up. Sorry.
It's fourth this year.
It is kind of early this year, but I guarantee you we'll probably be in
we're in shorts t-shirts. Half the time on Christmas Day.
I was just about to say shorts. Christmas. Yeah. Sometimes we have the air on. So we will for sure, I'm positive, have the air on at least.
Yeah.
But we're outside majority of the time anyway at Easter. It's just it's an outside holiday for us most of the time.
Yeah, which is nice.
Uh-huh.
So I don't really have other traditions that we follow because we don't have a set menu. We kind of just, with my family, we don't have extended family here. So it's me, my two siblings, my parents. And I think this year they're going to do like a brunch. So everybody come, whether you go to mass the night before or in the morning, everybody comes like at 10 or 11 and has a big brunch and hangs out outside. And
are you going to make food for brunch?
Probably.
Because I have some really good brunch recipes if you want some. Yeah.
So I think that would be wonderful, Karen.
I will share.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yes.
So we'll all go to my sister's house and we'll be over there.
Oh, that'll be nice.
It's just, I really like Easter. I think because one of the things is that, like, I don't think it doesn't feel like Easter has as much pressure as some other holidays. Like, you're going and you're doing food, but even the food aspect of it doesn't feel like as much as Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I could,
like,
see that.
It's like, oh, everybody's bringing food, but for some reason it doesn't feel as big and as stressful as those holidays do. And then, you know, like you said, you and Regina are in charge of the egg hunt, but you're not like, okay, I have this gift and this gift that I have to remember.
Right.
I have this and this food. And it's like, it just feels more relaxed. And then you just hang out all day.
It is nice. You know, it is a nice holiday. The only thing is then Monday, generally you're back at work, you know?
Well, I was going to ask, do you usually have Easter Monday off?
No, generally we work. Now down here, the schools down here take that week off for a spring break.
Okay.
So, even if Easter's late, their just spring break is later, you know? I mean, they might take spring break and then come back and not even have a month left in school, you know, or really? Have right about a month. Yes. It's just spring break is around Easter.
Because there's a couple days off for Mardi Gras usually.
Yes. They get either in February, sometime in February. Monday, yeah. Well, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And most of the people take off the whole week and they go to Colorado, they go like skiing or they go to like Disney World. That's a huge week for people to go travel.
I mean, Disney World definitely makes sense if you're looking compared to the rest of the U.S. because most people don't have off a random week in February.
Right.
And so it's like, if we go now, there's not going to be the lines.
Exactly.
And skiing or even tropical places anywhere, it's going to be like,
So they do get, you know, those couple breaks, but, so spring break is this year after Easter. So I might take a day. I really haven't thought about it. I was going to take a whole week and go out of town, but the plans have changed because some people just aren't opening up as quick as other people. So,
yes. Yeah. Yeah. It happened.
Just waiting.
What state you're in.
Scratch my neck and it's kind of red.
Oh, well, for the listening audience, Angela has a red spot on her neck where she scratched it. And
it's bothering me.
So we just wanted everyone to be filled in. If you're not watching us, you're just listening. Angela has a red spot on her neck.
Why aren't you watching?
We appreciate our listening fans too. For a lot of
we
people,
do. We do. Listen,
and it is to watch a YouTube video for an hour.
I completely understand.
And we have just talked for an hour about Easter. So.
Oh, and we said we were only going to do about 45 minutes because we didn't think we had a lot to talk about Easter.
We said that was our goal. But the first 15 minutes, we were talking about other stuff anyway. So
that's true. That's true. So, I think that's good with Easter.
I hope everyone listening to this, you may not be listening on Easter Day because
you're probably not
plans and other things to do, or you're sleeping in, or who knows. So we hope that you had a great Easter and you have a wonderful Easter week. If you have time off, enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And
God bless everyone. And it's Easter and Lent is over. Woo!
Yes. Happy Easter. Thank y'all for listening.
Bye, Sean. Love you.
Bye, Bradley Cooper. Love you.